Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Golden Ash, Chapter 23, Little Gods.
Back at the station the next morning, I still had nothing to go on. There was no relief, only the constant, insistent nagging at the back of my brain. There had to be something I was missing. The telescope? The whiskey bottle? If someone had murdered Nate Wilson, they'd covered their tracks to the letter. There were no prints. There was no sign of a struggle. No drugs in his system. Nothing.
Hello, Detective Shaker.
Mr. and Mrs. Perry. Hi. Hi, Malta. Hi, Milan. Shouldn't you be in school?
We're on our way, but they insisted we come by and see you first. You surprised us the other day. Hey, did you have something you wanted to say to the nice detective?
Thank you for finding Maddie.
Oh, well, I'm just sorry it took me so long.
Police work must be really hard, huh?
I want to be a criminal investigator when I grow up. What age does one have to reach before becoming an apprentice?
We don't exactly take apprentice detectives as such. Interns usually start out of college or high school.
So if we finish our schooling a few years early...
Which appears to be in the cards at this rate.
There's a possibility we could be joining your forces before we turn 18.
19 is the minimum age.
You could make an exception. We are exceptional.
It's not up to me. I'll look into it. How does that sound?
We just really want to make sure that criminals get punished.
Okay. I think we've bothered the nice detective enough.
Oh, hang on, Mrs. Perry, before you go. Why don't you take this? I think she wanted you all to have it.
Golden Ash. Missy. That's lovely. Thank you.
What is it?
Oh, I just... Will you excuse me a minute?
Honey, what's the matter?
You need to leave us alone now.
What?
Look, we're really grateful you only took a year to find our sister's body, but I think we're done now.
Hey, now, just watch your tone, kid. Being a detective isn't as easy as it looks on TV. The answers aren't always laid out for you.
I literally told you to find Golden Ash.
Did you know Nate had it? Is that why you...
Why we what?
Yes, finish your sentence. I'm very interested.
It's just... You don't get to decide who lives and who dies. You're not little gods or something.
Ooh, little gods.
Oh, I like that.
What if you were wrong?
What if...
I don't understand. What if we were wrong?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Look, detective, if you want closure on Mr. Wilson, you have plenty of options. You could take in Julianne.
You could take in our dad or our mom.
But you wouldn't do that, would you?
Not after what our family's been through.
before you could let it go.
I wanted to ask them 100 questions, but at that point their parents returned.
This is beautiful, Detective. A really nice gesture. We're all just... still a little raw about everything, you know? Thank you. Come on, kids. Let's get you to school. Say goodbye to the detective now.
Bye, Detective!
I think we should try and get it published.
Yeah! It's too bad that the only literary agent we knew personally has passed away.
Nate Wilson's death was ruled accidental. I mean, it was from the beginning. We didn't have anything to go on. Motive does not equal crime, especially when there are alibis. The dates, the circumstance, even the fact that they were somehow connected, it was all chalked up to coincidence. Andrea and Julianne moved away. Not sure where. We don't keep in touch. The twins are growing up. Child prodigies don't ever stay children. They seem more integrated. I'd say normal, but I don't think they'll ever be normal. Cordelia gave up on her version of Golden Ash, despite the year of work she'd put in on it. As far as I know, Madeira Perry's version remains unpublished. I don't know that any literary agent would actually touch it, given the circumstances surrounding it. I still remember that final passage. I read it so many times I had it memorized. Aurea's heart slowed, beating its last against the trunk of her namesake, the golden ash tree. She stared out at the setting sun, yellow and purple painting the sky, colors she could no longer see, and she knew that he would join her one day. Every year October 24th rolls around, I get antsy. It's like I'm waiting for something else to happen on Hazel Street. But so far, nothing has. I hope it never does.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.